Redalow County Commissioners meeting on Monday, the final meeting for the month of July. We get a chance to recap that. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good on this final days of July and saying hello to August on Friday.
That's correct. Looks like we're going to get a little cooler temperatures, which I'm all right with.
It's killing me, man.
It's super hot out there.
Brutal.
Yes,
sir. Just been brutal. You bet. Welcome that. Final meeting of the month. Let's get right to the agenda from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We did have some citizens' comments yesterday, Rich, that kind of spilled over later into the meeting just because of the time frame on the agenda. But we had probably about 10 different folks there. And what they were there to discuss was this membership in the West Central Development District. This is the same group that did some nuisance abatement around the city of McCook. And so these folks that came in were concerned that if the county contracted with the same group, then nuisance abatement would be part of our agenda for folks out in rural areas or out in the county. We were at one time a member with them, and then the services that were provided just didn't quite fit our needs, and so they did at that time discontinued. This was before me, discontinued that, and then Commissioner Dean kind of did some looking, and our comprehensive plan is outdated, and this group will help with the cost share, or at least what they're allowing is that, say, we did a same comprehensive plan or zoning plan as, say, Hitchcock County and neighboring county, they're allowing us to kind of share that same plan with them at a reduced cost. They also do grant writing for tire projects and so forth, and so we just looked at this option because it was sent to us, and these folks came to, in most cases, speak in opposition of becoming a member of that. And again, that this started in citizens' comments and then kind of moved on to later in the meeting after our budget workshop. But in the end, what we ended up doing was just tabling the matter, tabling our membership there. And again, the membership was like $2,700 annually. And so we tabled that for now. We just want to make sure, again, that, you know, if we're going to spend that money, then we probably need to have the monies allocated for the update of the comprehensive plan. And so we still got more discussion about that. You bet.
All right. That was it as far as citizens' comments.
Yeah, that was citizens' comments. And like I said, then it spilled over later to after 11 o'clock. But I just kind of gave you a synopsis of what we were all talking about there during that whole period. So you bet.
Board of Equalization meeting, Assessor Lori Stevens.
Lori Stevens stopped up, and she had some things for us. One was a homestead application. These are applications based on an individual's sometimes age, if they're on fixed income or their income levels, and then they can get their homeowner's taxes or their property taxes paid by the state if they qualify. And in this case, the applicant did qualify, and we voted to approve that. Then we also had our annual cemeteries report. There's 19 cemeteries within the county. There was no ownership changes on those cemeteries, so that was kind of more of an FYI. And then Lori also presented the three-year plan of assessment. So this is kind of what her timeline is for doing those assessments on property. So in 2026, 2027, they're going to go back through the rural parcels or the residences, the small tracts of land where there's a residence on it within the county. Then in 2027, we'll be reevaluating and looking at commercial businesses. And then 2028, we'll be back. They'll be back in McCook looking at those evaluations. So yeah, Lori gives us kind of a breakdown of what her timeline looks like. You bet.
Did you say there were 19 cemeteries?
19 cemeteries. Wow. In Red Willow County. Yeah, there's a lot of little ones out in the county that you don't realize. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, they might not be very big, but they're considered if
they're a cemetery. You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened and budget hearings after that.
Yes, budget hearings. I'll be honest with you, Rich, this is not a fun time of year. I can't lie. You know, it's one of these deals where, you know, we talk about it and sometimes it feels like it just beat a dead horse. But I mean, the whole point I feel is that, you know, obviously you need the tax money and these services of the county, and that's the reason why you're taxed, right? For services rendered. And it's always a gentle balance between taking taking enough and taking too much. And so obviously the name of the game is getting enough money in everybody's budget so they can efficiently operate and provide a good service to the taxpayers, but on the same hand, just don't take more than you need. So yes, we went through more budget hearings. We met with the assessor's office, we met with the extension office, and we met with the treasurer and also the custodian there yesterday. So we kind of went through each budget, kind of shared our concerns, and we're nowhere close to being done with this. We're going to have more and have some budgets come back revised, and then we'll get these numbers in to Dan Miller to plug in. And quite honestly, those numbers, that's above my pay grade, Rich. There's a lot of things that go into that, and we'll see where that comes out at. And it's kind of one of those times when we look at, like, at the state level, there has been a lot of cuts at the state level. And I get that. I mean, a lot of people are getting squeezed pretty hard, and so we're trying to do our job here at the county and make sure that we are very fiscally responsible. You bet.
Discussion of membership in the West Central Development District.
Yeah, and that's that same deal as citizens' comments where it kind of spilled over. And like I said, we tabled the matter. We can see the benefit of it in regards to the reduced cost in helping us write that comprehensive plan, rewrite it. Again, like with the comprehensive plan and our zoning, kind of similar to renewable energies, back when a lot of these policies or these zoning laws were written and the comprehensive plan was written, it was kind of a rubber stamp. A lot of the communities and municipalities across the state of Nebraska had the same cookie cutter. And obviously what things were 40, 50 years ago are not the same as today. Obviously there's data mining, crypto mining going on in different counties. And there's, obviously there was the push for renewable energies. And so sometimes when these things come into a community, you need to take a step back and look at in safeguarding the people and making sure that you try to keep things above board. And so there's probably a need to kind of go back in and revamp some of our comprehensive plan, but right now, like we talked about, things are getting tight, and so we just we're just kind of entering through this cautiously. So we did table that West Central Development District their notice for membership or their ask for membership. And so you bet.
Consent agenda had some items there.
We did. We had four items. One was approve of minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two was approve counts payable and payroll claims. This time around, the amount was $531,466.01. We had item number three is authorize Chairman Sanchar an annual certification report for highway buyback funds. Again, this is the funding that we get for our roads department based on, the amount of hours we put on machinery, the oil, diesel, all everything that it costs to basically maintain those roads and with machinery in respects to the machinery. So we signed off on that report. And then also the fourth item was authorize Chairman Sanchar an agreement with McCook Humane Society, which is again a contract the services that the Humane Society plans to provide us at the county. You bet. So we approved all four of those items as well. Yep.
And then a couple of things in correspondence.
Yep. We had one was the Village of Bartley Community Redevelopment Authority annual report. That's an annual report, kind of gives the community of Bartley shows that for blighted properties, and it's a report that gives them their credentials essentially to get some grant money. You bet. And then also we had number two, the item on correspondence is Nebraska Department of Water, Energy, Environment, Dam Inspection. We have a dam out south east of town, the Nothnagel Dam, which is having some issues, was built back in the 30s. We have some auxiliary spillway tubes plugged and we have some grown-up brush around that. And so we might be looking at that in the future to do some work down there on that. It's located on Road 710. So.
And that was the final meeting for the month of July.
You bet. Next meeting will be August 11th. Yesterday we adjourned at 12:23, so it was a fairly long meeting. You bet.
Yeah. Any other meetings before the 11th, or that's pretty much
it? No, that's it. We'll go back to our normal schedule. We wanted to kind of look at, we're still going to be doing budget workshop, but we wanted to hit it hard in July. July was a super busy month with the Board of Equalization on property valuation protests and then budget, and the third room of the courthouse kind of felt like my second home.
I bet it did.
But and then... You bet. And then one other thing, I just wanted to give a shout out to the fairground folks, Giles and the fair board members, and all those that volunteered and participated in that. That's a big undertaking. It really is. And obviously, the weather was not completely the greatest. It got pretty hot there. We had a rain shower in the middle of it, you know. And so just give a shout out to them and their hard work that they do, because, like I said, the most of that is volunteer. So you bet.
I know there were a lot of people, good crowds up there. I was up there a couple of nights. I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday especially, a lot of people up there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was one of them walking around, and you bet. Some good vendors, and definitely I think the snow cone places stayed pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
That shaved ice went down pretty good. You bet.
They sure did. Thank you very much. We will see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, Rich. Thank you.